Welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. I'm Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
So, sorry for taking a couple weeks off here. we decided to take a little bit of time away from the podcast. The Dad and Lad house got quite a bit of sickness going through it. We were sick for a little while, right?
Yeah.
And just with the holidays and winter things going on, we just had a lot going on in the house. And so we decided it was probably best to just take a little break from the show and come back strong with a couple of different episodes. So we're excited to be back. Thank you for sticking around and thank you for coming back and getting this next episode with us. We're going to do things just a touch different in the beginning. Many of you who are here probably know how this show already works. So we're going to be giving you some questions of trivia. And as the questions go on, they're going to get a little more difficult. So I think without further ado, I think we're just going to jump right into the questions. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right. So we call our three rounds. The first round is the Trivia Tots round, and it's the easiest questions we have to offer. So here we go. Trivia Tots, question one. You know what we didn't talk about? What are all these questions about? We jumped right into questions and we didn't even talk about the theme.
There is no theme.
There is no theme today. That is correct. We are doing another random episode. This is Random Trivia Part 2. So this is just going to be just wild card stuff. No real rhyme or reason to these questions.
You guys are going to get maybe like 5 or 6 random trivias because sometimes, some days we can't think of themes.
Well, this one, we had a couple ideas, but we just thought that random would be a good one for this one. So, all right, back to the task at hand. Trivia Tots, question one. Here we go. Random trivia.
Part two.
Question one. What is the largest continent on Earth by land area?
Asia.
Asia is correct. I've never been to Asia.
I've never been out of the country.
It's true. You haven't been out of the country yet. We'll get you out of there soon enough. Do you have any countries in Asia that you'd like to visit?
Russia.
Yeah, Russia has some amazing different places to go visit. I would love to get to China at some point.
India.
Yep. There's so many different countries that I would like to eat my way through and have all kinds of different foods. So that's one of my favorite things about traveling. So question two, who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is correct. What do you know about Romeo and Juliet? Do you know anything about them?
They love each other, but their families have a vendetta.
Yeah, their families don't get along, so they're not supposed to be together. It's like forbidden love, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, so they made a musical based on the story of Romeo and Juliet. Do you know which one?
West Side Story.
Exactly, yeah. So if you're a musical buff, or if you like the story or that concept of that forbidden love, you should also watch West Side Story because it's basically the same thing. It's pretty cool.
The two gains in there are the jets and the sharks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's the, in the actual Romeo and Juliet, there is the Montagues and the Capulets. That's what it was. Testing my high school language arts here. All right. Question three. Who is the king of the Greek gods?
Zeus
is correct. Now, we've encountered Zeus in many different forms. We've read about Zeus in some of the books we've been reading.
We've encountered him in Fortnite.
Yep, in Fortnite. Zeus is all over the place.
Yeah, I love Greek mythology.
You do?
It's one of my favorite topics, and when there was a whole season of Fortnite on it, I was super excited.
We played a good amount of Fortnite that season.
Yeah, that was like one of our favorite seasons.
It was good. We enjoyed it. Question four. What animal is known for building dams?
The beaver.
The beaver is correct. I don't think I've ever seen a beaver in real life.
Yeah, I've seen dams before, but I've never seen a beaver.
Like, I don't even know if I've seen one at a zoo.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever actually seen a beaver before.
Well, if you count that one in the Neffel Museum, that's...
Well, that's true. Yes,
that's a fur.
There's a museum nearby. But yeah, there's a... I don't know if I've ever actually seen a beaver in the wild. We'll have to keep our eyes open. Question five. What musical instrument has six strings and is often used in rock bands?
Guitar.
A guitar is correct. Very good. Guitars can have six strings. They can have more than six strings, too. But yeah, generally, most guitars have six strings.
What about a bass?
A bass. Do you know how many strings a bass normally
four?
Has? Yep. Bass normally has four strings.
Same as a cello.
But you can have basses with more strings, too, though.
That's more advanced, right?
Yeah. It allows you to play some different notes and have some different combinations and stuff, too, so... And with that, we're going to wrap up our first round of trivia. Already in the books, our trivia tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing fantastic.
Maybe this will be my episode.
This could be it. I feel good about this.
Wait,
one.
Wait, don't jinx it.
Yeah, you can't talk about the perfect game.
I don't think of it. I don't think I'll do good on this one.
Before we move on to that, we need to announce our round. We are doing the next round of trivia. The next five questions are intermediate level questions. They get a little tougher. Hopefully you've got some background knowledge. We call this round the Mind Mover round. So here we go with Mind Mover. Question six. What mythical creature is half lion and half eagle?
The griffin?
The griffin is correct. Very good. I didn't know if you were going to know that one or not.
I've watched Harry Potter.
True. You know your mythical creatures as well. You're,
yes,
you're
I
a pretty, pretty, good, pretty good cat with mythical creatures, so that's good. Griffins are pretty neat. Question seven. At what temperature does water freeze?
Thirty-two degrees Fahrenheit
is correct. Now we're right now here in the Midwest in Wisconsin. We are on the cusp of having some of our first really cold temperatures, like 25 below zero wind chills.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning. So we're going to make sure we're all bundled up for school tomorrow. It's going to be a cold one. So if it's cold out by where you are, make sure you're bundled up.
For once, I don't want to go out for recess.
I know. Like, this is like living in Wisconsin. It's not just cold. It hurts to go outside now.
You just want to stay in bed until like 3.
It's true.
3 p.m.
It's very true. Question eight. In which sport do players ride horses and hit a ball with a mallet?
Cricket.
I'll give you a hint. There's a water version of this too.
Polo.
Polo is correct. That was a pretty big hint, I think. I think I kind of gave it away, but yeah, I've never seen polo, like
I've
real
seen
polo.
Water polo.
Yeah, we watch water polo in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, that was my first game of water polo watching ever.
Mm-hmm. But I've never seen actual polo in person except around the movie Pretty Woman. Older people in the car will know what I'm talking about, but that's the only time I've ever actually seen polo before. But no, I've never actually seen it in person. Question 9. What is the main ingredient in the food hummus?
Ranch?
Ranch is a very Wisconsin answer, but unfortunately incorrect. The streak comes to an end. So generally, hummus is made out of chickpeas. You don't really eat
How
a lot of
hummus. How am I supposed to know
well, yeah,
that?
I know. You don't really eat that a lot of hummus.
This question doesn't count, because how is a 9-year-old supposed to know that?
I mean, you've eaten hummus before, right? I mean,
no, never.
Well, some of the older folks, I think, listening in the car at home might know. But yes, I guess that was kind of a tough question, especially for the mind move around. That probably could have been a brain buster. But yeah, sorry. Chickpeas. You should eat some hummus. It's good stuff. Good for you too. Question 10. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Bedrock?
Bedrock is a great answer. You can tell you've been playing some Minecraft, but the answer is diamonds. Diamonds are the hardest substance on Earth.
What about titanium?
Even harder than titanium. They use diamond-tipped blades to cut titanium and other metals like
and
that.
And it doesn't break?
Usually doesn't, or it's really hard to break, yep.
Okay, I've seen a Dude Perfect video.
Here we go.
They should have been educated about this. And so there's a segment in Overtime. Overtime is also a show they do,
mm-hmm.
where they do segments each month. And then one of the segments is called Betcha.
Okay.
And they make a bet, and the guys choose, can this person do this? And then they choose no or yes. And if they can do it, the yes people win.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't do it, then the no people win.
Okay.
So the bet show was, can you break a diamond with a hammer?
Mm. Did they say yes or no?
Some people said yes.
Well, obviously they don't know.
Only two people said no.
Sure. And he wasn't able to break it, was he?
Nope.
Nope. It's because it's the hardest substance on Earth.
It made a dent in the anvil.
Yep. Yep. It's super, super hard. And with the end of question 10, we are closing off the mind move around. Emmett's still doing a fantastic job. We're not perfect today, but that's okay. Hopefully you're doing great at home and we're in the car, and we're going to move on to the toughest questions we have to offer. The most random, the toughest. I mean, these are going to get real difficult, folks. So hold your breath, put on your helmet, strap in, because you're going on to the brain busters. Here we go. Question 11. What country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles?
Brazil?
Brazil is correct. Yeah, man. Brazil. So first of all, explain to the listeners, what is FIFA? Do you know?
Full International Football Association.
So the FIFA, you're close. FIFA actually, first of all, it's soccer when we talk about it. We talk about it here in the U.S. But FIFA is an acronym for the Fédération Internationale de Football Association. So the International Football Association. That's what.
So it's like National Football League, National Hockey League.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Yep, it's the
National Basketball Association.
The big one that goes for soccer. So, yep, Brazil has won the most World Cup titles, and they just announced that the World Cup is going to be going to Saudi Arabia in the year 2034.
Wait, that's when the World Cup is?
And, yep, it's run every 4 years. And so, yep, in 2034, Saudi Arabia is going to be hosting the World Cup. They just announced that.
I know why Brazil has won that much.
Why?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
They've had quite a few really famous soccer players over the years, too. Question 12. In the year 2008, this summer Olympian won 8 gold medals. Who was this Olympian?
What was the sport?
I think it might give a lot of it away, but I'll tell you. I'll give you a hint. Swimming.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is correct. Do you think you would have gotten it had I not said swimming?
No.
No?
I was going to guess Usain Bolt.
Okay. And that would have been a great guess. Yeah. That I'm sure he has quite a few too as well. But no, Michael Phelps won a ton of gold medals.
One of the best swimmers.
Ever. Absolutely. Question 13. What disease is caused by a lack of vitamin C? I'll give you a hint too. We hear pirates coming down with this all the time in stories and in books.
Scurvy.
Scurvy is correct. Yeah. So you've heard about scurvy before?
Yeah.
Where have you heard about scurvy?
The Who Was Show.
Oh, the Who Was Show. It always comes back to the Who Was Show.
That's because they had Blackbeard on it.
Okay. Is that how he passed away?
No.
Or he just got scurvy?
Well, he didn't have scurvy, but a lot of other pirates had it.
Ah, I see.
How he died is not very family friendly.
Oh, well, yeah, we better not talk about that then.
I'll tell you after recording.
Okay. Behind the scenes. Yeah, a lot of times when those people on boats, you know, at sea for days, weeks, months at a time, they wouldn't have access to good food and nutritious meals and things. And so they would have a lack of vitamin C and get this disease called scurvy. It was pretty common.
Well, what was it? Like, well, I think your teeth fell out.
So in scurvy, you would be really weak. You'd have like sore gums, arms and legs would be sore. You could bleed from your skin. Your hair could possibly like fall out. You'd have all kinds of different things. But yeah, it was. It
also involved teeth falling out.
Yep, your teeth could fall out. Yep, that's true. Question 14. What is the only bird known to fly backwards?
The hummingbird.
The hummingbird is correct. Hummingbirds are awesome. If you get a chance. Now, I'm kind of a bird guy. I like watching birds. I'm a bird nerd.
Bird nerd.
Bird nerd alert. But yeah, I do enjoy watching some hummingbirds. And hummingbirds are like, they're like robotic almost. They can move in and out so fast and they can change direction and they're so quick. It's really fun to watch. How did you know that a hummingbird can fly backwards? Is that something that you just knew? Or?
Yeah, I just know it.
Yeah.
My friend actually once touched a hummingbird.
Really?
Because it actually fell asleep on a bird feeder.
Wow. Crazy. I didn't know hummingbirds needed sleep. It makes sense. Question number 15. What is the traditional practice of arranging living spaces to promote harmony called?
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, so this is a practice. It's a traditional practice where you move around your furniture and other things in your house or in your room to create harmony in the room. That's got a name. Do you know what that name is?
My existential dread.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like moving furniture around when I like it there.
That's true. And the mom and I would disagree. We love moving furniture just for no good reason, just because we feel like it. That happens quite a bit.
But it looks so nice where it is.
This practice of arranging your living space to promote harmony is called feng shui.
Oh?
Yeah. Again, some of the older folks that are listening probably have heard that before and have studied that a little bit before, but that is, there's an actual practice of like creating harmony in your room by having certain things built into it. So that way the light hits things the right way and you're promoting balance and harmony within the room. Kind of crazy, right?
I like the melody in my room.
Melody in your room? What, explain
harmony.
That. Harmony. Yuck, 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 yuck. All right, folks. That's going to do it for random trivia. Emmett did fabulous this round. There were some tough questions
in
there.
What was it, like 13 out of 15?
I think 13 out of 15. Yep, so you did great. Hopefully you did well at home as well, playing along. If you enjoyed this trivia and you would like to maybe let us know what was your favorite aspect, or if you have even a topic that you would like to suggest to us, look us up on social media, or you can have a parent or a guardian or someone who's older that you trust that have social media. They can contact us on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia or on Facebook at the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast and send us a little message. We would love to hear from all of our fans and all of our listeners about what they want to hear and what they enjoy. So thank you for everybody who's ever sent us messages. Next, also, if you really enjoy this, we would love to spread the wealth around to everyone else who hasn't heard us yet. So if you could give us a review and a comment on whatever app you're listening to, that really help us find more listeners just like you who like this family-friendly trivia. So thank you for all those reviews as well. Emmett, do you have anything to say before we sign off here?
Like I did for last time, I think I just said something random because it was random trivia.
Mm-hmm.
In Google Docs, if you press Control-Shift-C, you can see how much words you have, how much spaces you have, and how much characters or letters you have.
Wow. Well, what a fun little bonus nugget of information. Cool. Very cool. With that, folks.
Tagline alert.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you always for listening each week. We hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you next time. See you later.
Alligators.